Hello, and welcome to what for now is going to be the final episode of War Stories. This is Let's Talk About. I'm Jason Pajak, your host, and yeah, this is going to probably be, at least for a little while, the last episode of War Stories. There's a lot of stories I still want to tell. I want to talk about Tommy Prince, for instance, the Battle of Passchendaele, and quite a few other topics, actually. But I think with it being Remembrance Day next Monday, November 11th, I thought it was a good time to hit pause on this series and move to some other topics for a while, maybe some more fun topics, like last week when you listened to John and I talk about horror movies for a little while. And that guy's filled with lots of perspectives on things and stories, and we have lots of good chats, so I think I'm going to have him on the show again. So what am I going to do for this final episode? Well, I think I buried the lead mentioning how it is Remembrance Day next week, and I think something very important, and the real reason I did this series in the first place, and honestly, a more latent function of Let's Talk About this show in general, is this idea of remembrance. But what does remembrance even mean? You know, it's a word we toss around all the time, and you never really think about it. It's one of those words you hear all the time, but you don't really get to the root of what the word means. So remembrance, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it's the state of bearing in mind, an ability to remember, the period over which one's memory extends, an act of recalling to mind, a memory of a person, thing, or event, or something that serves to keep in or bring to mind, as well as a commemoration or memorial, a greeting or gift, recalling or expressing friendship or affection. I want to stick with kind of the first couple, a state of bearing in mind. That's kind of the one that I want to sit with, because the reason that I did this War Stories series is because I want to help, you know, put in, not just put in writing, but put in an audio record some of the stories that helped form this nation, Canada, and this world, really. Without the Allies in the First and Second World Wars, we'd live in a very different world. Without the actions of Canadians, the tides of some battles and some wars might have gone quite differently. And I think it is important to remember people like that. And really, with Let's Talk About in general, a lot of the things that I talk about, I want us to remember moments in history. I want us to remember who we are as people and how we're shaped by the world around us and what these things are that we spend so much time on Twitter arguing about and yelling at each other about. Actually, today I got a text from a friend saying that somebody was angry on, I think, Reddit or Tumblr about a meme that she'd posted about the Winnipeg Jets. And I was like, that is the silliest thing ever. But yeah, that's kind of what I want to talk about today, is remembrance and Remembrance Day. Remembrance Day, also known as Poppy Day, kind of informally, is a memorial observed in the Commonwealth. It's on November 11th. It's been observed, I don't want to say celebrated, been observed since the end of the First World War. Originally it started, was initially done on Thanksgiving here in Canada, or in the Commonwealth nations, because we all celebrate Thanksgiving at the same time. It was originally Armistice Day, observed here in Canada, from 1921 to 1930 as part of the Armistice Day Act. But then that was moved in 1931, where the Armistice Day Act was amended to provide the day should fall on November 11th and be known as Remembrance Day. Fun fact, Remembrance Day is not a statutory holiday, even though basically the entire country comes to a stop until the end of the ceremonies at the National War Memorial and other memorials across the country. It's not a statutory holiday. It was actually Bill C-597 was tabled during the Harper administration, during the 41st Parliament, and it was aimed at making Remembrance Day a federal statutory holiday. But when Parliament was dissolved for a federal election, the bill died on the order paper, basically. That's how Wikipedia puts it, which is kind of, it's overly dramatic, but it's kind of accurate for how Parliament works here in Canada. So Remembrance Day, November 11th, is a very important day. Speaking as a Canadian, and obviously I've kind of tipped my hand with this War Stories series, that I believe the military has a very important role in this country and in the history of this country. The conflicts that we've gone through as a nation have brought us together. We often are told that that things like the Verdun, Vimy Ridge, Passchendaele, these big battles, which Canadians had a major hand in, formed the identity of this country, this kind of scrappy little nation of far-flung people who came together, who were dragged to war because with World War I and II, Canada did not choose to go because our foreign affairs were dictated in London by the British Parliament. So we went and we were scrappy, tough people, and we did all we could, and we, you know, it was part of that Canadian identity of just like being scrappy and hardworking, humble people that do a lot with a little, and just, you know, with this, you know, the strength of us, ourselves as a nation, we can do great things. I think that's a fantastic way of looking at this country. We have a very diverse nation here in Canada, and the strength of the people here is amazing. So I think the military has a very important history. I remember like the story of Vimy Ridge being the seminal moment where Canadians were recognized as being a powerful force and an independent group with an identity all of its own. Vimy being part of that identity formation. And then, you know, I think a lot of Canadians know that it was us who figured out how to last longer against mustard gas. I'm not going to get into the story because it's 11 o'clock on a Tuesday, and I don't think that people listening live really want to hear about that, but we're going to continue on anyways. So how does Veteran Affairs define remembrance? Well, according to their website, veterans know the price paid for our freedom, and they want all Canadians to share in this understanding. They are passing the torch of remembrance to us, the people of Canada, to ensure that the memory of their efforts and sacrifices will not die with them, and that an appreciation of the values they fought for will live on in all Canadians. That is kind of perfect. That's the perfect encapsulation of why I did this series. And that's kind of why, on a broader scale, why written records and recordings and photographs and, you know, statues and things are so important, because they are this enduring symbol. They are this living, not living, but this existing permanent record of time, a time and place and an experience. You know, our veterans are a living record. They are a living embodiment or a living symbol of what, you know, our military has fought for and done for this nation. And but once they're gone, they're gone, and there's nobody to pass those stories on. So for us, you know, to tell the story of the man who dropped the atomic bomb, to tell the story of a Tommy Prince, or you know, the shot at dawn, to tell these stories is incredibly important, because it helps us remember. I think that sounds kind of crazy to a lot of people. It's like, it's one of those things. It's just, you know, it's common sense. Yeah, listening to a thing helps you remember a thing, you know, but on a broader level, I think remembrance in and of itself is important, because we take for granted very often the things that have happened in this country and the people that have sacrificed for this country. We take a lot of things for granted. We take for granted the people around us, the opportunities we've been given in life. We take for granted the country we live in, the amazing, unprecedented time of peace and prosperity that we live in now. I know people are worried about a coming recession, and we just had a recession, and I can't find a job and whatever. But knowing there could always be something worse, and that gives us something to rally around and to push forward. And really, the military and the things that they've done helped form, and our responses to them and what we did here at home while our young men and women are off fighting, the things we did here to preserve this country are very important, and it led to us forming this identity as Canadians. So Remembrance Day here in Canada is very important. I think I speak for a lot of people who grew up in the Canadian education system that we know this holiday very, very, very well, with countless assemblies and assignments, and hearing the last post, having it kind of burned into our memories for a very long time. And actually, I kind of want to play that for you. Give me 1 second here, just for those of you who don't know, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, but just listen to this and just think about how it makes you feel. This is the last post. Take a second. How did that make you feel? It's just a sound. It's just notes being played on a bugle. For me, I can very clearly picture something. I can remember my elementary school gymnasium, sitting in maybe the fourth or fifth row, and everyone being called to stand up. The lights were off, and there were just spotlights on the front, the stage that had been set up. And to hear those notes echoing off the walls in this cavernous space, that song has this magical ability to just bring me back to being that kid who sat in class and was told the stories of the soldiers who fought and died for this country, for, you know, the lives that were lost, the young men who were drafted into the Canadian military during World War I and the atrocities that were committed in World War II. And that is a part of remembrance in and of itself, this ability to get us to remember, really, for lack of a better word. I don't know if we can find a more base, meaningful word than remembering and remembrance. It's bringing it back, and that song has this ability to just evoke a feeling and memory, whether it's, you know, for me, from that cold, echoey gymnasium, or somebody who stands. I know a friend of mine goes with her parents every year to the war memorial, and they go to the ceremony every single year. That sound brings her back to that, standing there with her brothers and her parents listening. And I think that's why telling these stories is important. In Canada, you know, we laud the stories of, you know, the 2010 Olympics and the sound clips of Jordan Eberle's game-tying goal at the World Junior Hockey Championship. That was actually, I watched that clip not too long ago and just sat in that memory for a little bit, that the nostalgia of that. Today, it was snowing when I was leaving the house today to come and record this episode. The snow falling and just the sight of that brought me back to being a kid in winter and the sounds of Christmas, because it's right around the corner. Once November 11th passes, it's time to start getting ready for Christmas. And, you know, Halloween was not that long ago. It's important that we tell these stories and we record these things. The number of resources that I've used to write the scripts for these episodes, to take notes and to reference things for all of the episodes of Let's Talk About that I've done so far, whether I was talking about CTE or esports or, you know, the atomic bomb or polling data, like it. We have this amazing wealth of information as human beings that we can share with each other and we have available to us, and it sits there as a record and it's not going away anytime soon. And that's why it's so important to do these things. Not to pat myself on the back, but I wanted to play a role in that and tell some stories that people might not know. You know, I've had people tell me that they didn't know the Shot at Dawn story. They didn't know that Canadians had been executed for desertion. They didn't know the name of the man that flew the plane that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. I actually didn't know I'd been to Hiroshima at some point in my life as well, visiting the museum. Just like, you know, people didn't really understand CTE or didn't know what the cyberpunk genre was until I put out an episode and then they were able to learn. I've had people come up to me and thank me for teaching them something every week, and I'm listening, don't worry. I love that when people come and say those things and do those things, and, you know, when people join me on these episodes to talk about what's important to them. So as we head through this final week leading up to Remembrance Day, it's very important that we take a moment and remember how we got here. I was lucky enough to be born in this country and be raised in this country. I've lived in the same house my entire life. I've lived in Winnipeg. I'm a born and raised Winnipegger. But, you know, I'm the child of an immigrant. As those of you who listened to my episode with Kelly months ago, we had very similar experiences being the children of immigrants. But this is a nation of immigrants for a large part, for many of us. So we need to stand here and remember why we're here and what brought us here. Those of us who were born here or moved here or whose ancestors were here long before any Europeans showed up, we're all here together and working to preserve the memory of this nation. I actually, not to go off on another tangent, but in 2017, I worked at the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation. I've probably told this story before, but come on, I've told a million stories on this show, so cut me a break. I was working in the archive at the NCTR, and part of my job involved me sitting and listening to sharing circles that were recorded, that were in the archive. You can go right now and check out the NCTR archive and watch the same videos that I did. And I sat there listening to these stories. My job was to identify the people in the videos so I could identify them, or I could describe photos for the archive. It's a strange project that I'll probably explain at some point in more detail on a future episode. But to sit there and listen to these heartbreaking stories, it didn't hit me until a little while later that I was listening to a record of history. It was a memory. Their memory was passed to me that in that moment, there's still some things that I'm from that time in my life, from that little internship that I did years ago, that are going to stick with me for the rest of my life. And I'm going to remember every once in a while. I remember I actually saw there was a jersey donated to the Bentwood Box, and I wound up seeing it at the hockey museum, not the hockey museum. Whatchamacallit, it's in Toronto. I'm gonna look it up because I feel stupid as a hockey fan and a hockey player. I feel stupid for forgetting what it's called. Not the Hockey Hall of Fame, Manitoba, the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. I got to see it in person there in a case, and it brought me back to those memories and that time and place, and listening to the stories told about those items that were donated. And it's very important that we come together as people and as a nation, and we remember. You know, it's just a little bit out of your day to stand there. And I know there are people that complain that you're losing half your day because of Remembrance Day, and you don't get to go to work, or you don't get to go shopping or whatever. It's fine. Give up this little bit of your time and just listen, please. It's so important. You know, we're spending so much time in, you know, 2019, 2020, rushing around, doing all these things, living our lives like we're the most important thing on the earth. But please, no matter who is listening to this, no matter when you're listening to this, please just take a moment and remember. Just have a moment. You don't have to think about the military. You don't have to think about war, the lives lost, the lives changed, the lives saved even. Just remember something. Sit there, sit in a memory, listen to a song that reminds you of a point in your life, a time where you were a different person or you were with somebody, you know? I've done that recently. I've sat and just listened to music and brought myself back to a time and place that I've forgotten. And, you know, if you're listening to this live on Tuesday or any time before November 11th, I implore you, even if you've never done it before, tune in to CBC and just watch and sit in that memory. Live in that memorial. That song, The Last Post, it's played right before 11 a.m. And there is a gun salute that fires, and the Peace Tower bell tolls for the hour. And then after 2 minutes, there's another gun salute. Then there's a playing of a lament. It's called The Rouse. Reading of the Act of Remembrance. The RCAF flies over, and then there's a 21-gun salute. And then a choir sings In Flanders Field, followed by then the laying of wreaths. It doesn't take very long. It doesn't really. But it means a lot. You know, you're a member of this country. You live here. You are given the opportunities because of the acts of people who were here before you. And you are leaving a nation. You are laying down the path for somebody who's going to come after you. So the least we can do for our veterans, and I'm so happy that we don't have to go through what they went through, but the least we can do to say thank you is just remember. That's why I did this series, is just not just to help myself remember, but to help you all remember. These are sometimes tough stories to listen to. I sat and went through the photographs I took at the Hiroshima Museum recently, and I had the same choked up feeling that I had originally taking those photos and walking through that museum. So no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, whether you're doing this on November 11th or not, please just remember, take a moment, stop what you're doing, let yourself fall to the moment. That's all we have. I think it's the lyrics from a Starset song. We only live for but a moment in their light, the light of stars. We're only here for a blip, so we might as well use it. And remembering is part of that. Because without the people we remember, without the things we remember, we don't have a history. We don't have anything. So please, please, please just remember. And I have about 3 minutes left. So I want to thank you very, very much for listening. This episode was kind of long and rambly. I don't think I breathed very much throughout that until I played the last post. I actually sat here for quite a while. I don't know how many times I deleted the tracks to get to a point where I was happy with this episode. I suck at writing endings, I guess, or, you know, ending things. So this was my attempt. So thank you very, very much for listening to me ramble for half an hour. Next week I will be back November 12th. If you're listening live, if you're listening on Spotify, that'll be whenever my show pops up in your feed. So thank you for subscribing. I haven't checked the subscriber count in a while, but you know, we got a couple. So thank you very much for listening. November 12th, I don't know what I'm going to do for that episode. Probably going to drag John back into the booth and we'll talk about something. Probably about him living life up in the Northern Territories since the election just happened not too long ago. Talk about the Northern Territories and that area of Canada, because I think it's very important to know about that part of our country and the people who live there, including a very good friend of mine who used to live there and a buddy of mine who works up there now as a medic in Iqaluit. So maybe get both of them in the studio if one of them is in the city at the time. And I know John's going to be here. So again, thank you very, very much for listening. And have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful day.